弟兄姐妹主内平安。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.
感谢赞美神啊！今天有11位弟兄姐妹啊，能够受洗为主做见证。
Praise the Lord, there are 11 brothers and sisters that were baptized and give testimony for the Lord.
对他们来讲啊，是人生中最应该记得也最能感恩的日子。
I think this has been their most memorable day for all of them and the most thankful day.
对我们每一个基督徒也是一个再度得到激励跟提醒。
For all of us Christians, we are being reminded and been inspired today.
因为主耶稣基督的救恩真的是白白的。
Because God, Jesus' salvation is freely given to all of us.
并且真的是很重要。
Because it's really important.
一个礼拜前我在中国传福音培训。
A week ago, I went to China for a training for the local missionaries.
这一次我主要是教导一些传道人关于哥林多前后书的信息。
I was there to train them about the first and second Corinthians.
那么哥林多教会在圣经里讲是一个很有问题的教会。
Actually, the church at Corinth had a lot of problems.
当我对这本书越认识的时候，我去那边就传递一个信息。
And I was there to try to tell them about what's the problem of that church from the message.
不要忘记神的恩。
Do not forget God's grace.
哥林多教会的问题主要就是他们忘记一切都是神的恩典。
The church of Corinth, they forgot the grace of God.
我们基督徒可以跟随主久了以后，我们忘记主的恩典。
As Christians, we may have followed our Lord for a long time and we forget His grace.
我们有时候忘记一切都是出于神的恩。
We forget everything is from Him.
所以今天呢，我要和弟兄姐妹分享一个向神感恩的题目。
So I'd like to share with you a topic how we can thank the Lord today.
那就是在路加福音17章11到19节。
It's from the book of Luke from chapter 17, verse 11 to 19.
如果你有圣经，请你跟我一起翻到路加福音17章。
If you have the Bible with you, please turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 11 through 19.
路加福音17章11到19，我们一起啊，可以用英文，可以用中文来读。
Okay.
路加福音17章11节，我们一起来。
Let's read in unison.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去。经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有10个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。那中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了不是10个人吗？那9个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？”就对这人说：“起来吧，你的信救了你。”这是耶稣在世界上传福音啊3年的后期发生的一件事情。
This happened during the almost the end of Jesus' last year when he was.
如果你了解圣经的背景，这段经文记载耶稣已经在他的晚期，事实上3年的服事晚期。他准备到耶路撒冷去那里为我们世上所有的人的罪死在十字架上，并且3天之后要复活所遇见的一件事情。
When Jesus encountered these 10 lepers, this was during the time when he was ready to go to Jerusalem and die for us.
这件事情我觉得神借着路加圣灵在那边默示记在这里是一个很重要的。
I feel our Lord has inspired Luke to write certain passage.
因为他要永远我们记得这位神是一个伟大施恩的主。
Because he wants to remind us our God is a great God who gives us grace.
并且他要我们的人生是一个常常能向神感恩的人。
And he reminded us that how we often ought to give thanks to our Lord.
因为这是神给我们的恩典。
Because this is God's grace.
当我们信主之后，我们的生命越来越成熟。
As we believe in Christ, we ought to be more and more mature.
当我们越侍奉主，越被他训练。
And as we more serve and serve the Lord.
当我们越来越认识自己的渺小。
And we ought to remember how small and little we are.
当我们越看到这位神是何等的伟大崇高。
And as we realize we are so small, we know God is a great God.
我们的人生就会越来越能感恩。
And then we can become more and more thankful.
所以有人说，向神感恩是一个成熟基督徒的记号。
So a lot of, there's a saying, this is a mark of a Christian who often give thanks to the Lord.
所以我觉得我们常常可以思想，我是怎么样一个基督徒，来学习怎么样能够越来越向神感恩。
How we can, as Christians, to ponder how we can be more and more thankful to the Lord.
你看圣经的保罗就是这样一个人，是不是？
And we can look at the example of the Apostle Paul.
他在传福音，被神大大使用的时候，他向神感恩。
When he witnessed for God, he gave all the thanks and glory to the Lord.
他在受苦坐在监狱的时候，他能向神感恩。
When he was in prison, he also gave thanks to the Lord.
他在向教会写书信的时候，几乎每一个书信，不管这个教会是好是不好，他都能够找到向神感恩的地方。
When he wrote letters to all the churches, he gave thanks to the Lord despite the situations of each church.
哥林多的教会就是这种光景。
The situation in Corinth at the time was like that.
保罗写信给他们说，开始就马上想到神的恩典。
When Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, he actually started with thanksgiving.
所以我们要从这段经文来思想，我怎么样能够成为更能向神感恩的人，使我的生命更有力量。
So let's think about how we can become a more strengthened in Christ by being thankful Christians.
第一个，我们思想一下，怎么样能够向神更能感恩呢？那就是我们必须认识到耶稣是君主，就是爱我们的神。
First of all, we need to realize, our Jesus is a great King, and we need to reverence Him.
这位耶稣，我们基督徒常常把他当成像啊，他很爱我，但我们常常忘记来到他的面前，很知道敬畏他，像是一个有完全主权的君王。
We often think that Jesus loves us, but we forget how we can come to Him as though He is our King.
你看看这里，耶稣圣经说，耶稣从耶路撒冷经过撒玛利亚和加利利，要到啊，要往耶路撒冷去。
Here says that he entered a village and he's coming to a way on way to Jerusalem.
中文圣经翻译的不是很正确，说经过撒玛利亚跟加利利。
And the Chinese Bible says it's getting through the Samaria and Galilee.
其实是说他经过那个边界，加利利跟撒玛利亚的边界。
Actually, he was just crossing the border.
为什么呢？因为我们知道犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是不能够怎么样相来往的。
And we realize that Samaritans and Jews do not associate with each other.
犹太人把撒玛利亚人看成是外邦人，是这种啊不洁的人，并且他们不接纳他们。
The Jews treated Samaritans as Gentiles and unclean, so they don't want to be associated.
所以有这种种族歧视。
So there are some discrimination.
所以这里圣经说，这时候这两个种族的人，加利利跟撒玛利亚边界有犹太人跟有撒玛利亚人，他们呢到一个穷途怎么样末路，所以就聚在一起了。他们就来找耶稣，跟也站着跟耶稣说：“耶稣啊，可怜我们，我们长大麻风了。”
At the border where all these lepers met, Jesus, and they asked Jesus for pity.
然后耶稣呢，他是神来的，他就本身就是神，他是神的儿子，所以他只是说你们去找祭司查看。其实耶稣就说你们一定会好，就直接去找祭司查看。因为在那个时代，任何一个人得大麻风医治，必须由大祭司，以色列人的祭司批准，说的确大麻风好了，才能够进入人群里头生活。
When Jesus pointed them to the priest, actually Jesus has already healed them, but then because at the time, everything has to go through the priest.
然后他们去了就真的就好了。
And when they went to be checked by the priest, and they were checked, yes, they were healed.
但是请我们注意一下，这里只有一个人回来向他感恩。
And yet there's only one person that came back to thank him.
其他九个人到哪里去了呢?
What happened to the nine of them?
耶稣很惊讶。弟兄姐妹你看圣经里头很少记载耶稣很惊讶。那九个人到哪里去呢?
Actually, Jesus was very surprised. We know that hardly ever Jesus was surprised.
耶稣对我们人不能向神感恩觉得很稀奇并且这些人已经蒙了神的救恩还不能向神感恩他觉得实在太奇怪了。
Yes, Jesus certainly was struck by the fact that why there was no thankfulness in those who were healed by him.
我们感谢神今天这11位弟兄姐妹他们知道神是何等的可贵拯救他们他们就在这里荣耀神感谢主。
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the brother and sister here. Give thanks and glory to God because they know that Jesus has saved them.
但是为什么这个撒玛利亚人特别能够回来向耶稣感恩向神感恩很奇怪啊。
Why is this a Samaritan that he knows that he can come back to thank the Lord?
有什么不同呢?
What's different about him?
我们当基督徒很久为什么有些人常常心里喜乐能够向神感恩为什么整个有的人就是常常抱怨或者是不能感恩或者是总是不知足了
We wonder why some Christians, some of them can really give thanks and readily and praises to God and some cannot.
原因就是这个撒玛利亚人真正认识到耶稣是谁。
Because the Samaritan, he really knew who Jesus was.
请看他一开始这十个人来找耶稣他们称耶稣是什么我问弟兄姐妹他们叫耶稣什么
Let me ask you how they called Jesus in the beginning?
夫子啊那就是老师而已啊对不对他以为耶稣只是一个圣人或者一个犹太人中的很好的老师。
These lepers treated Jesus as a human teacher.、
然后我们看到当他们得医治以后那个撒玛利亚人称耶稣为什么、
What did the Samaritan call Jesus? Let's look at the verse.
他说神大声归荣耀给谁神。
He gave honor and glory to God. He called Jesus God.
然后我们看看之前他们来找耶稣医治的时候是站着还是跪着
And in the past, do you remember how they came to ask Jesus for healing? Were they standing or were they kneeling?
圣经说他们怎么样远远的站立
They were all standing from a distance.
得医治以后这个撒玛利亚人是怎么样来到耶稣面前怎么样俯伏敬拜
Yes.But yes, it's different when the Samaritan came back, fell his face in the feet of Jesus.
耶稣已经在世上这时候传福音大概三年了。
This is about the time is nearing the end of Jesus' ministry, about the end of 30.
他的教导充满着权威。
His teaching was full of power.
跟当初所有的以色列人的教师完全不一样。
Definitely his teaching was different. People knew his teaching has
power. 他行神迹拯救很多人。很多人已经知道他的不同。
He had miracles, and a lot of people already witnessed the miracles that Jesus shown them.
他常常把旧约到新约，把这个神的预言已经很讲得清楚。他就是他们所盼望那个以色列人的救主，弥赛亚，从神来的救主已经到了。
In these years, Jesus had witnessed to the people from the Old Testament, and people have heard him.
所以这个撒玛利亚人突然之间。从过去大家传说的从他听说的从看到耶稣所做他突然知道这位耶稣原来是一位那个创造宇宙世界从神来的创造世界那个有至高尊荣完全掌权完全自主不需要人不欠人什么的一个君王已经来到了。
At the time, I believe the Samaritan leper, that when he was healed, he realized that Jesus was God. He's the Messiah that he has heard over the years.
所以他马上来到耶稣面前俯伏敬拜他归荣耀给神。
Therefore, he came before Jesus, fell down his face at the feet of Jesus.
但是他又突然知道这位至高不欠我们什么完全掌管我们可以决定我们怎么样一位至高的尊王竟然可以爱一个社会最卑微的一个人就是打麻风的人。
And he also suddenly realized not only did Jesus love him, but also love him as a leper of a Samaritan.
我们都知道打麻风在那个世界是最可怜的。
We all know the leprosy and the people who have leper at that time was the saddest.
在那个世界打麻风呢可以说叫社会的边缘人。
And we call them those people, they were marginal people at the society.
旧约上记载说当打长大麻风的人要被驱逐独居营外、就是不准跟人群在一起独居营外。
In the Old Testament, it was instructed they had to live outside the camp and not being with his family.
所以你看他们住在那个撒玛利亚，三不管地带啊，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是不相和好的，三不管，那就是住到那里去啊，没人管。
And that's why these people were living at the border of Samaria and Judea, and nobody really cared.
他们这些长大毛的人不能像我们这样自由的到那时候的会堂或者是圣殿去敬拜神。
They were not allowed to enter the temples to worship God.
他不能够正常的跟一般人来往。
They could not associate with anyone else who did not.
按照记载，那个时候长大麻风的人要脸上要包着布啊，包着布。
Their faces were supposed to be covered with cloth.
那如果看到远远有人来的时候，要自己要先自己喊一声不洁，不洁，不洁。
And if they see people coming near them, they're supposed to cry out, unclean, unclean, unclean.
至少要距离50码以上。
And they're supposed to be at least 50 yards away.
像这样完全被社会排斥，自尊一定是很低，一点都不能觉得爱，并且已经是完全绝望的人。
They were social outcasts, and they seemed to be hopeless and rejected.
但这时候，他突然发觉，这位至高至尊、掌管宇宙、拥有一切主权的君王，竟然愿意拯救他。
And a Samaritan realized that how could this great God wanted to save him and even him as a Samaritan?
弟兄姐妹，我们如果对神有这样的认识，我想我们会很能够感恩。
Brothers and sisters, if we realize as the person like that Samaritan who was healed, we would daily want to give thanks to
him. Because
we live in a very democratic and free country.
我们一切都是自由民主。
We are very free here in this society.
不要忘记那个时代，古代的社会。
Just remember in the olden times.
如果你知道有一个君王叫你来说，你进来，我马上给你当宰相。
If the king says, you come in, I'll make you a second commander.
或者是我们今天这些青少年大学毕业之后，这个 President Obama 说你来做我的 White House Chief of Staff.
Oh, how about any of you were called by Obama to say, why don't you be my Chief of Staff?
Yes.
Okay.
我想你一定很兴奋，一定很感恩。
I'm sure you will be very happy and excited and thankful.
我想我们 基督徒能够感恩，就是因为我们认识到这位真的是完全圣洁、公义、完全的这个宇宙最高的君王。我们本都应该是他的奴隶，都应该是他的器皿，但他却愿意爱我们，把他的儿子耶稣基督降生到世上，为我们死在十字架上。这个恩典，我想我们 realize 我们会很感恩。
We realize as Christians, how could this great God who is holy and pure and pick us and want us call us his
所以今天我们在受洗的时候，我都会问弟兄姐妹们，你是不是愿意跟随耶稣做你生命的主，对不对？
So we ask brother and sister today who got baptized, we ask them, do you want Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior?
你越知道他是你的主，你会越来越觉得他实在是很爱你。
The more you know that He's your Lord and Savior, the more you know that He loves you.
世界上一般的信仰呢，找信仰是像在拜偶像一样啊。And
like in today's a lot of religions, it's like worshiping idols.
我是主。
I'm actually I call myself.
我就拜你，你就按照我的意思给我想要的。I'm
asking the idols to give what I want.
你不给我想要，我就再换一个信仰，再拜另外一个神，或到另外一个庙去。
If you don't fulfill my wish, maybe I'll go to another quote-unquote God.
我在中华归主教会侍奉15年的期间,
when I served at the Chinese Haywood for Christ,
yes, 我听到一个很好笑的故事。
I actually heard a pretty funny story.
因为从台湾来的有一个长辈,
because there is an elderly brother from Taiwan.
他是我教会一个已经信主的弟兄的父亲。
He's actually a father of a member of our church.
那他到我们教会慕道大概有一年。
He came to our church for about a year seeking the Lord.
最后他了解到这位我们所信的耶稣基督的信仰是合理的。真的，我们是信一个至高至尊创造我们人、创造世界的神，但他又爱我们。
He finally realized, yes, before always being in a worship in the temples, and he realized how our Jesus is the ultimate God and is
real. 我说你为什么在台湾去过很多庙，你为什么最后不信那些是神呢？
So I asked him, how come you went to so many temples in Taiwan and you end up choosing to want to believe in Jesus
Christ? 因为他说我们呢，我在嘉义的时候，台湾有一个中等的嘉义，那里呢有一个庙。
I just want to tell you a story. There is a town called Jia Yi in Taiwan, and there's a temple.
很多人去拜。
A lot of people went there to worship.
哇，很灵。
It seems like a lot of things happened. It was all been answered.
再有一天，大家把那个庙拆掉了。
But one day, somehow, people torn down the temple.
因为他说，我们所要的这位神不给我们。
Because they felt like not too many requests been answered.
我们的信仰不是这样的。
Are our faith just like that?
我们这位耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他创造我们。
He creates us.
他掌管整个世界的历史，现在、过去跟将来。
He's in charge of all the history from the past and present and
future. 他也是掌管我们的生命跟我们个人的历史。
And he is in control of our personal history.
感谢神，我们现在认识他，可以跟随他。
Amen. We praise the Lord that we can follow our Lord today and in the future.
但他不是一个可怕的主。
But he's not a God that makes us scared.
他真的是一个慈爱的主。
He's a God of kindness.
或许有时候他不是按照我们的意思，他有更好的美意在后面。
I know a lot of time our Lord don't seem to answer us in the ways we want, but he really does have his great
plan. 当我们越跟随他的时候，
we follow him more closely.
我们越来发觉背后有很多的美意。
We all know that.God has His great plans for us.
我们会越来越知道他实在是太有智慧了。
We know that our great God has His wisdom. It's beyond our comprehension.
我们生命就会更会感恩。
And in that, we will be more grateful.
所以第一点，让我们知道我们所信的耶稣是至高的君王，但又是很爱我们的主。
We know that our God is a sovereign God, and yet He's also a God who loves us.
第二个，我们怎么能够成为更感恩的人呢？
How can we be more thankfully? Second point.
要知道我们实在是不配耶稣的恩典。
Secondly, we need to know we're really not worthy of His love.
请看第十六节，十七章十六节。
Okay, let's read
16.
Luke chapter 17.
路加记载说，这个撒玛利亚人俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他的时候，路加又特别加一句话，什么？这人是什么？撒玛利亚。
Luke emphasized that this person who came back, it was a Samaritan.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有觉得很奇怪？讲完这个人跪在耶稣面前感恩就够了吗？为什么这人是撒玛利亚？
How come he emphasized that he was Samaritan?
路加在圣灵在告诉路加说，这个人真的知道自己实在是很不配神的恩典。
Luke was telling us how this person really knew he wasn't worthy of God's grace.
我一开始已经讲到那时候的那个撒玛利人跟犹太人是不和好的。
As I mentioned before, the Samaritan and the Jews did not really deal with each other.
事实上，如果你看圣经，在约翰福音第四章记载，有一次耶稣呢去准备要去拯救一个撒玛利亚人。
If you remember in the book of John, one time that Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
他跟撒玛利亚问说：“有没有水喝？”
He asked her, "Is there water?"
撒玛利亚说：“你怎么犹太人的老师还来跟我这样的一个撒玛利亚人讲话呢？”
And she asked, "Why will you talk to me?" Asking a Samaritan woman.
因为他知道他们撒玛利亚人在犹太人眼光中是杂种的，因为他们是本来是犹太人，后来因为他们被犹太人曾经亡国，所以呢，外邦人曾经带一些外族人来，让他们故意混啊，混了，所以他们血统很不纯。
So the Samaritan knew they were not pure Jews. They started as pure Jews, but they intermarried.
所以他们认为他们根本不配神的救恩。
So they felt like they weren't really Jews chosen by God.
这有撒玛利亚人自己也觉得不配。
And at this point in the story, this Samaritan truly felt he wasn't worthy.
所以他们很自卑的。
So he really felt a sense of inferior.
更何况这个撒玛利亚人现在他又更着觉得自己很不配，因为他知道自己是长了大麻风。
And more so, he wasn't just a Samaritan, but he was a Samaritan as a leper.
我刚刚已经讲，在那个社会的历史，长大麻风就是被看成罪人。
And we all know that at the time and those times when you have leprosy, you were treated as though you were some great sin.
所以他为什么能够向神感恩呢？
So how, why did he come to thank the Lord?
他知道他实在是很不配。
Because again, he knew he was not worthy.
他不是真正的犹太人。
And he wasn't a true Jew.
他跟这个从神来的救恩可以无关。
From the standpoint of salvation, he wasn't even able to receive that.
他并且 是一个外族人，他是一个啊罪人。
A Gentile, a sinner.
但是神却愿意拯救他。
And yet God was chose him to heal him.
所以他这时候可以很快的向耶稣感恩。
And therefore he quickly came back to thank the Lord.
相反的，你看到另外九个犹太人。
And in contrary, look at the other nine.
为什么他们不能够感恩呢？
Why couldn't they be thankful?
因为他们已经习惯那个宗教了哈，从小啊，像今天我们的青少年一样，从小就爸爸妈妈带到教会。犹太人就是这样，你生出来犹太人，你就是信耶和华，你就跟家族一样。
Maybe the Jews felt like they were called by God; they had the right to be healed.
他们一开始就觉得很骄傲，比世界上任何种族啊，今天犹太人还有这种心态啊，比各种种族优秀一点。
They felt a sense of superiority because they felt like they were the chosen people.
因为神的启示一开始是临到他们的祖先亚伯拉罕。
Because it's true, the revelation from God went to Abraham first.
并且神的救恩计划也是真拯救犹太人，然后借着犹太人再拯救外邦人。
And it's true, God's salvation was to start with the Jews and then spread out to the ends of the world.
并且他们有弥赛亚的应许，神的预言将来一个救主来，要让他们得救。
And they all knew there's a promise of Messiah and they would save all the Jews.
他们有旧约的启示，神的启示。
They had the revelation in the Old Testament.
所以他们一直不能够体会到，他们不知道，他们其实是神特别给他们恩典，他们却觉得自己很配。
And they felt like even a little bit of God's grace, and it was all because they deserve it.
所以这里给我们一个提醒。
So here is a reminder for us.
我们可以在教会很久。但忘记我们其实是不配神恩典的罪人。
We can be Christian for so long, but we probably tend to forget that we're sinners.
我很喜欢今天我们的青少年很多人的见证。
I really like a lot of our testimony for our young people today.
感谢神，真的是神的拣选，恩典临到他们。
Amen. It's God's chosen and God's grace have come upon them.
他们从小从基督徒家庭长大。
All of them have grown up from Christian families.
他们以为自己一定要被强迫当基督徒。
A lot of them felt they probably forced to become Christians.
但感谢神，他们慢慢发觉自己，后来知道自己实在是真的是有罪。
And then it's upon by the Lord that they felt they would discover that they are sinners.
要不然就是他们越跟随主神的话语，开始帮助他们生命，让他们对付他们原来的坏习惯，他们的罪。他们看到这位主是活的主。
They probably discover more and more through the Word of God that they are sinners and that God is a living God.
所以我很感恩，因为他们是真正被神拣选得救的人。
I'm so thankful because all of them are chosen by God to become.
做我们基督徒，我们有时候也常常会有这种习惯性。
So as Christian, we might have become into the habit of it.
我们习惯了我们这些恩典都应得的。
All the grace from God, we deserve them seemingly.
我们把教会当成应得的。
We feel like we are entitled to come to church to receive.
我们以为得到永生是应得的。
We feel like the eternity is just something it should be given.
我们以为住在美国这个地方啊，气候很好，很舒适是应得的。
We feel like we live in this America, this comfortable society is something we deserve.
我们以为住在湾区的气候比别的地方更好是应得的。
We feel like what we live in here, the best weather and everything is what we deserve.
我们有一个弟兄宋斌弟兄呢大概半年前送他儿子去罗德艾伦念大学。
There's a brother named Song Bing among us. He sent his son to Rhode Island for college.
他回来又说牧师啊那边真的是很经济很萧条你知道吗就只有湾区是最好的。
And he told me how the economy in those areas is really down and the Bay Area is the only booming one he sees.
我从前牧会的时候
When I was ministry in the other church,
很多弟兄姐妹去海外旅行回来
A lot of brothers and sisters have gone a journey through overseas.
我问他们好不好玩
I asked them, hey, how was your trip?
很好玩
They all told me, yeah, great trips.
不过还是美国最好
But I think America is the best place to be.
你看看是不是我们的道路有多干净，我们的道路有多直，有这么少的污染，是不是
？And they all told me how clean the streets we have and less pollution.
尤其是湾区的气候，是不是
？Especially the Bay Area.
是弟兄姐妹，我们是活在地球里面前面的百分之几啊？5%差不多，对不对
？Yeah, we really live in the top 5% in the world, best area.
我们真的可以向神感恩。
We really need to thank the Lord.
因为其实我们跟一般人一样，为什么我们可以得到这些？我们真的是 本不应得神特别的恩典。
We really are like everyone. We probably don't even deserve. It's just really God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，你知道主耶稣在讲这个故事之前，他已经先在暗示我们基督徒所得的恩典，一切都是本不配得的。
In this story, Jesus was hinting that really our salvation is really not because we deserve.
路加福音十七章的第七节到第十节，耶稣就做一个比喻。前面的一点经文啊，
Luke,
耶稣做一个比喻的教导。
Luke chapter 17 verse 7 to 10.
耶稣做一个比喻。
Jesus did a comparison.
Yeah, a parable.
Parable.
他说怎么会有一个主人呢？仆人到稻田去工作回来，主人还说，哎，你累了吧？你赶快坐下来吃饭。有没有这样的好主人呢？
He said, isn't there a master tell a servant that, oh, why don't you sit down after days of hard work?
我今天我知道今天我们可能会，因为我们今天的蒙恩很会感恩啊，对不对？
But today we will, because we are given thanks, yes, yes.
但是不要忘记那个是一个古代奴隶的社会，对不对？
And the society of the past, that was the, between servant and master, there's no such a case.
仆人工作回来，主人就说，还不够，再到厨房去把我饭再准备好，我要吃饭了。
Maybe in cases like the master would instruct the servant that you maybe need to work more to get the kitchen food ready. Jesus teaches us a truth here. We really are not worthy of God's grace. Because we're sinners. We believe in this God as righteous and holy and pure. Before God, we ought to be perished.
我们也不配我们现在所拥有的。
We're not even worthy of receive what we have.
神爱我们，特别爱我们。
Because God loves and especially loves us.
他用圣灵在我们心中工作。
The Holy Spirit is been working in us.
他用他的话在我们心中教导。
His words has been teaching us through our heart.
我们了解到这位神是一个君王，又爱我们，并且我们本是不配的。
He makes us realize he's a king and we're not worthy of all that from him.
最后一点，我们怎么样能够成为更感恩的人
？Last point, how can we become a more grateful person?
这个撒玛利亚人能够思想主耶稣的恩典。
This Samaritan, he can think what God Jesus grace to him.
请看第十五节，他说：“内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神。”
Look at verse 10. He says, "Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back praising God."With love voice.
圣经说他见自已经好了。
He says he saw that he was healed.
难道另外九个犹太人是瞎眼看不到吗？看不到自己皮肤啊，脸上的大麻风都好了吗
？When he said saw, does that mean the other nine lepers could not see that they were healed?
不是，不是，他们没有肉眼看不见。
It's not pointing to us about the physical eyes.
其实这里圣经这个见这个是讲到一个内心。属灵的看见。
It's talking about seeing. It's like it's seeing inside your heart what the from the Lord.
这种想到可以思思想可以思考。
It's a seeing through thinking, through pondering and meditation.
这九个犹太人可能急着医好了要赶快回家去
Maybe the rest of the nine lepers they just want to go home.
可能他们想到我的。太多年了，不能够上圣殿，我赶快要到圣殿去见见老朋友。
Maybe they just thought that, hey, if I'm healed, I'm going to go to the temples right now.
可能他们想着说，我要去吃一顿好的饭。
And maybe I want to have a good meal.
但是这个撒玛利亚人可以想一想，我是怎么样的人？这位君王竟然，并且是犹太人，竟然愿意拯救我。
And the Samaritan leper was different. He thought about not all the things he could do, but how God gave to him.
大家知道英文字这个感恩是什么 ？Thank， 对不对？感恩 ，thank。
Thank
想是怎么样 ？Think。
Think。
这两个字接近不近
？Two words, thanks and think.
Thank and think, so close.
It's so close. So there's a saying in English to thank and think.
所以一个能够感恩的人，他能够思想数算神的恩典。
A person who can think must be a person who can think and count God's blessing.
犹太人当中呢，就因为这个耶稣的这个经历呢，他们的犹太人老师就留一个他们当中的一个故事，是虚构的故事。
I'd like to share a little fictional Jewish tale.
有一次有一个人呢，家里很穷。
A person who was poor and has a hard life.
一家九口住在 one bedroom.
And there was about 9 of them that live in the one bedroom.
那么有一天他就去问这个犹太人的 Rabbi 是他们的智慧人，就是老师。他说 ，Rabbi 老师啊，怎么办？生活太艰苦了。
So this poor person asked a rabbi, I have a tough life. I live with 9 people in one room.
老师说你去买一只啊，就找一只羊，就带到你家里，跟你们九个人再住一个同一个房间。
And the rabbi told him, bring home a sheep or goat to live with you.
这个人说这什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
可以帮忙解决我的困难。
To bring a goat home.
是不是这个羊会帮我多生一点啊，这个羊肉或者是羊奶呢？
He was thinking maybe that I'm so poor. They're thinking about a sheep or a goat could give me more milk or something.
他不懂。
He didn't understand.
这个老师说你照做就对了。
So the rabbi told him, I just do as I say.
他真的就去买一只羊，就跟他们住一起。
So he really just took himself a goat or sheep to come to his home.
一个礼拜以后，他去跟老师说。
After a week, he told the rabbi.
太臭了，太难过了。
It smells so bad. It's so hard to live with this sheep.
老师说，那你把那只羊放了，一个礼拜以后再回来看我。
He said, let go of the sheep and come back in a week and tell me how is your life going.
一个礼拜以后，那个老师遇到他，怎么样啊？
And the rabbi asked him after a week.
生活太棒了。
He said, oh, life is great.
哦，我们九个人没有人骚扰我们，我们可以常常一起分享。
Oh, we have 9 people, but we don't have to smell the sheep. Everything is great.
你看，环境没有改变。
The circumstance did not change, but
但他会思想，他心态改变。
The perspective of his heart changed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要常常数算思想主耶稣的恩典。
So brother and sister, let's all count blessing, let's all think about God's blessing.
我想我们就会成为更感恩的人。
And we can become a more grateful person.
你说诗篇呢，107:43.
In Psalm 107:43.
那你就有这样子的建议。
And there is such a suggestion for all of us.
他说有智慧的。
Whoever is wise.
必在这些事上留心。
Let him attend to these things.
也必思想耶和华的慈爱。
Let them consider steadfast love of the Lord.
这位诗人建议我们要思想耶和华的慈爱。
The psalmist reminds us to think about the consider the love of the Lord.
有一个很有名的圣经教师。
There is a famous a Bible teacher.
他叫 Matthew Henry.
His name is called Matthew Henry.
如果你是对圣经有研究，他是一个解经的学者。
If you know or study the Bible, he is a Bible a commentary teacher.
有一次他出去在街上走路，他皮包被人家抢了。
One time Matthew went out and he was robbed.
他本来觉得很倒霉。
At first he felt like, man, why this thing happened to me?
后来他想一想，他可以感恩。
And he felt like he could be thankful out of this situation.
为什么他可以感恩呢？
How could Matthew Henry be thankful?
因为他想到。
And because he thought about,
也至少是别人抢我，不是我抢别人。
At least someone else robbed me. I didn't go rob anyone.
至少没有死，还活着，对不对？
At least I didn't die and I'm still alive.
至少抢的钱还不多。
And at least he robbed me, but not much of the money.
是不是？他能够这样思考，他就发觉可以感恩的。
And maybe if you look at things differently, and you can be grateful.
所以弟兄姐妹们。愿这个经文给我们一个提醒。
Allow this Psalm of 107:43 to remind us.
也帮助我们。
And help us.
在我们的人生道路里头。
And in the journeys of life.
我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know whom we believe.
他是一个至高的君王，却又很爱我们。
He's the utmost sovereign king, and yet he loves us.
在我们不配他的恩典。
And even though we're not worthy of his grace.
我们常常思想主的慈爱。
And we want to think about His grace and His kindness.
我想我们会越来越能够成为感恩的人。
And I believe all of us will become more and more thankful people.
神就会祝福我们。
And God will bless us.
并且他会带领我们越来越成熟。
And He'll help us to be mature in the long run.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们谢谢你，感谢赞美你。今天有11位弟兄姐妹归入你的门下，是你的恩典临到他们。我们就求主。在人生的道路，在前面的道路，帮助他们越来越认识主，让他们更知道如何跟随主，让他们知道如何更数算主的恩典，让他们在人生的道路每一种光景环境之下，主你都复辟他们，你都带领他们，你都加添力量他们， 把一种感恩的心摆在他们心中，当他们在走人生道路的时候，让他们生命更加成熟，让他们祝福他们的人生。将感谢祷告靠主耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen,
Amen.